Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
And I want to tell you why, but you are listening to Bonnie Albers on air, and I am your hostess with the mostest, and haven't forget yet who I am. I'm Bonnie Albers. This is crazy because I look at the time, and on Thursdays, I'm going to have to either push the show 12 o'clock to 1:30, which is what I want to do. But today, I wasn't able to do that because I have to take my son to work. Circumstances are in life that that's what happens. But today I wasn't able to be on at 12, so I didn't not want to put the show on, and I looked at the time. And it's weird and crazy, but this is the time that I actually started on the air 5 years ago. It was 3 to 4 o'clock, which is what I have. And I swore I'd never use that time again. And the only reason was I didn't want to step on anybody's toes. But the good news is I looked, and the person who had put me on the radio and the person who had started my career in wanting to do the radio, it lasted a very short 4 weeks, but I wouldn't have hurt anybody. And I see that his show no longer exists. So I am glad to say that I was able to put the show on at 3 o'clock. And now I know you probably didn't want to hear all about that, but it's just weird and the energies feel weird to me. So this is really cool. Yesterday, I just want to give you some feedback on yesterday and what's going to go on in the next week on the show. Yesterday, I was with Mark Richardson on Spreaker Radio and his spirit guide, Tommy, and all his beautiful ladies and gents that work with him. And I had such a fabulous time. I want to thank Richard and Mark. I don't know because his last name is Richardson. I want to thank Mark for having me on the show. And I want to thank all of his listeners and who wrote in beautiful, awesome, and fabulous questions. And I hope that I got to answer some of them for you. It was just such a fun show to do. And I want to thank Mark and his crew for having me on there. Of course, Mark comes on to us and we just adore him. It's a totally different vibe. And I am so grateful and humbled that I got the ability and I was asked to be on his show because the audience, as well as himself and his crew, are awesome. So next week coming up, I've got, oh my gosh, on Monday, right before July 4th, I think it's before July 4th, is I've got Amri Tam and she channels Oceana and the 24 light beings. We will do an interview with her for the first maybe 20 minutes to find out how she contacted Oceana or Oceana contacted her. And then you all get to hear her channeled messages from Oceana and the 24 light beings, and they will speak directly to you. So we are taking callers for that show. It's amazing. I can't wait to delve into who she is and how this has happened and what Oceana brings. And Oceana, when I spoke to her, was an unbelievably sweet, of course, wonderful light being herself. And she, you know, channeling 24, she got my interest because 24, number 24 follows me everywhere in my family, one of the two. So it was really cool that we were able to connect. And she was supposed to be on a few months ago, but Blog Talk gave me a problem that week. And now it has been rescheduled for Monday. Tuesday, I love my two girlies that are coming. You heard Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. They are going to do the show 90 Minutes. And I am so crazy excited for that. Annabelle, I always say Annabelle invented spirituality in the metaphysical community here because she does everything. And not to give homage to anyone else because she does boards, she develops boards, she's done stone, she develops her own way of reading, and she's been here for a while and we are glad to have her and her daughter who is a medical intuitive. She's amazing herself, Brenda, and brings everything through too. So you'll have the three of us here on Tuesday. Wednesday, I don't know what, I think I'm pretty sure Wednesday and Thursday, Wednesday is me. And I feel like, is that July 4th? If it is July 4th, I might be holding off or putting an earlier show on. And July 5th, I feel like Jerry Humphries is going to be in the house. Ah, that scares me because I want to talk. So I know that all of the guests are just eager to speak with you, to talk to you, to give you messages. But, you know, I have six of eight planets in Leo, and it's all about me. So I want to be able to give messages too. That might be Wednesday. Anyway, the summer is starting to rock and roll, and I can't wait to see who I can put on next. I know that in chat, I have G. She is an amazing angel and fairyologist. She's been with me and, oh my God, psychic medium, intuitive, and healer. She's been with me recently, and I can't wait for her to come back on because she is special. Oh, we're all special, right, Becca? She is special. She brings special messages to you. And I know she's going to jump on very soon. So stay tuned. And Kelly, who is my angel on the show, she will come back also and hopefully bring her cards. They're Atlantean life and birth cards. They're just super cool and amazing. Today, I got to tell you, this is crazy craziness. And you can't even, I always say, you can't make this stuff up. So I pulled cards. And you know, this is what Spirit's been telling me. They want me to pull certain decks. And sometimes there are 7 different decks. Sometimes there are 2 different decks. But today, 2 of everything fell out. I kind of wonder, in Florida, we're having a lot of rain, if he's wanting me to build an ark like Noah. But when they came out 2 at a time and fell out, I knew that there were 2 sets of messages. So I'd like you to hear the cards and the messages. I broke them up, but they don't need to be broken up. If you can take them as a whole, great. But something made me split them. So here I'm gonna read them and then get to the phone line and also chat. So I wanna thank everybody in chat. Crystal, I do see you. I haven't been to chat. I know there's guests in there. But I will get to chat, maybe do some readings for chat also. The first card I pulled out was an angel card. It was assertiveness. This situation can be healed gently with love as you requested. Yet there's also a need for you to strengthen and truthfulness with other people involved. We will stand right behind you as you speak your truth, giving you strength and guiding your words. This means, you know, when I look at this card, this means that if you look at it, she's a beautiful, gorgeous angel, of course, and she's using a flute. So to me, she kind of stands in the background, and they're asking her to step up, and there's things that you need to either tell, portray, or get rid of, and you need to do it. You need to do it. The second card, of course, comes from my flower therapy deck, and that is Let Your Inner Beauty Shine. I mean, think about it. If you're standing back in the background and you've got to be assertive to get what you want because the energies are there, let your inner beauty shine. It's the pink rose. Somebody I know is going to take this pink rose. You are a brilliant example of God's love. Everything about you is perfect. So let your light shine and inspire others. Really funny because I gave a message to somebody from last night who happened to, her name is Ashley, who happened to write in as a question last night, and I gave her these exact words. So I hope she's listening because this is exactly her message, and I'm sure other people that are listening. Then I pulled an animal card, and it's so funny because I pulled the skunk. Okay, and I thought, oh my God, the skunk, and he kept staring at me. It says, asserting yourself, remember? How could you make this up? I pulled the assertiveness angel first. So asserting yourself, commanding respect, enhanced perception, clairvoyance, and aromatherapy, kundalini rising, attracting a lover, walking your path, void of obtrusion. Think about that. These are, I mean, what a story here. Assertiveness, let your inner beauty shine, and asserting yourself to get what you want. That was the first side that came out. The second side, and they all came out in twos, is you are lovable. I'm sorry, but I need to give you the angel first. Be honest with yourself. This is the second message for someone. Be honest with yourself, look into your heart, and you will know the truth of the situation. It's safe to admit the truth to yourself, for we will support you and guide you through your necessary changes. Lean upon us for courage and the strength to take good care of yourself. Focus only upon your true desires, and they'll come to you upon angel wings. I love this because I feel like so many people focus on, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this, I can't do this, and I, please don't bring me. And when the universe hears you say that, they hear you bring me. So if you're in strife, you're in struggle, and you ask for certain things from the universe, please ask it in positive motion. And the next card is you're lovable, the camellia. What's funny is both these cards are pink flowers that came out together. Love who you are as you are created perfectly. Everything about you, your true self, is beautiful. I just gave this message to someone, and it actually, all these cards actually. And then I kept looking, and the skunk was staring at me. It still is. I don't know what it wants from me, but I felt like it was lonely. So I pulled a second animal totem card, and it is the stingray. Elegant, electric, fluid, and deep, unwavering persistence and ambition, responsible yielding of innate power, maneuvering gracefully through life. Well, if you put these two animal totems together, this almost is a Scorpio, scorpionic energy, but asserting yourself, commanding respect, enhanced perception, desire, clairvoyance, aromatherapy, kundalini rising, attract a lover, walking your path devoid of obtrusions, elegant, electric, fluid, and deep, unwavering persistence, ambition. These cards wanted to come out together. Oh my gosh. So I hope somebody can take them. I gave you the story that Spirit's letting me know that somebody here needs to be assertive. They need to take or ask for what they want. They might have to tell somebody something, or at work or friends or family, what they want, and be assertive in love and light. Let your inner beauty shine, which is the pink rose, and assert yourself, the skunk. That's your cards for today. So I'm really excited that I was able to bring that to you. And it's just crazy because I look at it and, you know, things flip out and flop out and all kinds of stuff. And you just never know. The story appears as the last card comes for me. So I am going to get to, first I'm going to look in chat. I want to see chat. Is there anybody who has a question? I don't do this often enough. Is there anybody in chat that would like to write and ask me a question? Hi, Philip. Oh, my goodness. Philip, I am so happy you are here. You are a force to be reckoned with, and I hope you heard about how much I enjoyed the show yesterday. So anybody, if they could please send me a question in chat, I will be more than happy to answer that. It says, Crystal says, I would love an eclipse reading. I will tell you, Crystal, so funny you asked me for that. I just was talking to a very, 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 very esoteric astrologist who wants to do an astrology show. And I am so interested in doing that. And I was going to throw this question into chat. Does anybody want me to bring through a esoteric astrology? He goes into astrology like you've never heard it before. And it's bring them on. I am going to, Crystal. I will bring him for you. I sometimes don't understand it. But what he says is that anybody that's into astrology will understand it. And believe me, I love astrology. So yes, I will. I think he's reluctant to come on. He's a little shy. He used to run the Astrology Association in St. Petersburg. So, and something happened. I don't know what happened, but I could feel it. And so I am going to drag him on here. He did say he would come, and I would, and I definitely will bring him on. I am going to ask you to, now the eclipse. So you're asking me what the eclipse is about, or why this is a powerful eclipse, Crystal. It's one that depends on where you have your planet stationed in. And it is crazy, crazy. When the sun and the moon eclipse out each other and then shine back, think about what that does. The moon is all your emotions. The sun is how you shine. So when, and you know, you have to wear glasses to actually see that I'm channeling. So I'm not giving you the astrology part of it. I'm giving you the channel part of it. When you look at it, lots of things are eclipsed out of your life for the better. You're going to see things go, not in struggle or not in strife. They're going to go, and they're going to make way for that sun to shine right back 2.5 minutes after the moon eclipses it. So what's going to happen is there's going to be a lot of clearing for a lot of people, things that didn't serve them. There are people waiting for jobs. There's people waiting for movement and energies to move. And this is, you won't see this for another 200 years. So I think it's 200 years. You can correct me if I'm wrong, because I will bring an astrologist on. But this is so powerful. It's really going to clean a lot of the universal energies out also. So where you have placement in your chart, I'm going to say in the eighth or ninth house, depends on how, I think it's the eighth house. And because it's in Leo, and Leo, I think, runs the ninth house, or because I think Scorps run the eighth house, not quite sure. But because it's in Leo, Leo is all about bringing the truth out to light, bringing you shine brightly. So a lot of things and a lot of energies will change for people right around that eclipse. The only thing I want to tell you about is, you know, when they eclipse things out, it might be a little challenging. But once it goes, all that brightness, brand new and absolutely fabulous energy will be left. So just remember that. And if you want to know specifically about how that's going to affect you, I will bring an astrologist on and you can ask them. I have no career, though. So what is going to leave? Well, you know, I don't always say that energy, you know, when you're talking about careers, you could have a hobby. You could have things in your life. It depends on what house. Is it Allison that's asking me this? I've got to look. Yeah, Alice. The thing is about energies. For everybody, it's different. So it could be relationships. It could be friendships. It could be issues that you're having with people. Because it's in Leo, it's really about fire energy. So it's not so much about emotional energy. So I feel like it's going to be more about life circumstances. So, you know, you never know, because it's something that hasn't happened for a very long time. And I can't tell you exactly. Yeah, me too. I love it too, Crystal. I can't wait for all kinds of energies to change. But I feel like that you'll know. And Alice, I don't think you don't know. I feel that you do know. You're just looking at it through a very narrow hole. You're looking at thinking, okay, I don't have a job. What could change? So many things could change. You could change your living environment. You could change your friends. You can change your attitudes about certain things. So change is subtle to change being exorbitant. Now with this eclipse, I feel there's going to be exorbitant change. So I don't know what it's going to be because I don't see your chart, but I know, everyone get ready. I don't feel bad about this eclipse, but what I feel is, you know, to get rid of things, certain things have to go. So here's a good example. Maybe there was a friend that you had, well, this, and you know, and they were, you know, they weren't really being your friend. They were actually being their own friend and kind of, you know, not really giving you what you need. And all of a sudden, they move, or you move, or you decide that you don't want that friend in your life the way it is now. So you have a talk with them, and they didn't understand. And now they understand. Brand new energy, brand new friend. So I can't tell you how, and I don't know why, Alice, they keep bringing me friend up for you. So you must have a friend or someone that, even a relative that you're thinking about. And maybe this card about asserting yourself, okay, is you. Because I do feel, and they keep bringing up the friend card, and I don't know why, because, you know, I just told you Leo is all about fire, would be Cancer, would be about, you know, emotions. But for you, Alice, I feel like it's something to do with someone you know or an environment you already are in that might change slightly for the better once the eclipse comes. I don't see your chart, but that's what Spirit's bringing me. So I hope that you can understand that. Well, be careful. That friend in Leo, I don't know, 29, my gosh, they don't have to come back. That 29 degree is completion because they're almost done, that Leo energy. So I'm excited to hear and see what, you know, what you say, but it's really crazy because that's all I kept getting, honey. So the good news is I believe that this supercharged eclipse is going to leave us all in a better spot. And I don't feel bad about it. I know there are astrologists that say they don't like what's going on in the world and that energies are very volatile. So, you know, I've heard that either July and September were supposed to be very volatile months. And one is water and one is earth. But I really don't feel this eclipse is going for us humans on earth right now. It's going to change a lot of us in our situations and for the better. I don't know how it's going to change the world. I don't like tapping into that. It just makes me sick. So is there anyone else in chat that would like to ask me? Philip, you're here. Oh, my gosh. How did you get here? And I'm so excited that you're here. I want everybody to know Philip is from the UK, and he is just an amazing, awesome, awesome soul. So, Philip, I am glad that you are here. I am going to have to go in and see who's online here. 602, you are on with me, if I can keep my mouth shut. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous, as you can probably hear. I can't stop talking. Who am I talking to?
This is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. How are you today?
Hello. I'm pretty darn good, too.
I'm so happy about that. Can I ask what your birthday is?
9/26/58.
Okay. So 9, you are September, and 26, you just turned Libra, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, well, it only took a Libra to not be able to answer that question in 2 seconds because you were balancing what I was asking you. I can feel it. Okay. Libra. Oh, my goodness. You know, I just want to tell you just a little bit. So Libra, you don't like when your scales are unbalanced. And let me tell you why. So if your work or what you do for every day in your life is not balanced with your heart, you have to be balanced or you don't feel comfortable in your own skin. So what today can I help you with? Because unless you just want to talk.
Well, I was kind of wondering, I am indecisive with my work because I know I'm not balanced there. I don't feel it's a great fit. But kind of like I wanted to go to California this weekend, and I was wondering if that was going to be a go for balancing me out.
Okay. So let's start with your work. Let's start with your work. Okay. So I don't feel you've done anything about it. I feel that it's become complacent, and I don't know why I'm hearing the word complacent. You're kind of just putting up with things. Is that what I'm seeing and hearing?
Yeah, I'm just putting up with things right now.
Yeah, and I feel it is because you're afraid really to dump the apple cart out. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you make it a move that isn't the best move, boom, then there goes the scales. The one scale's at the top and the other scale's at the bottom. But you know what? That doesn't mean that you can't make a change. And here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't feel you're going to make a change soon. And I don't want to tell you that. I don't feel you're going to make a change soon. Not because you can't, because you're not going to. So when you get the what they're showing me is when you decided safe enough to start applying for things, because I feel like you haven't. Have you applied for other things?
I did about a month ago. I went and to like what do you call those people that you go there, fill out an application, they find you a job? Because my daughter found hers that way, and she got a really good job. So I went to that location, but I have not heard back from them.
Okay. And that there's a reason for that. I don't feel the timing's right. Can I ask what you do?
Well, right now I kind of work at a, what would you, it's a self, the people own their own business, and they do like interior work, like showers, countertops, kind of like
Okay.
and
Okay.
flooring, that kind of stuff. A little bit of interior
Okay.
design, but they do all the work for it.
Okay, and what do you, can I ask? I mean, you don't have to give me everything, but, and the reason I'm asking is I don't feel that it's the right time. And I feel that you don't love your job, but I feel that you feel obligated to it. And I don't know why you do, and that's okay, because when people are, you, it's not the right timing, is what I'm hearing. But I do
Well,
feel
the
you
thing
are
is
going
that
to.
I was supposed to be in sales, and I'm mostly clean and dust and sweep. It's like,
Yes.
seriously?
Yeah. Well, they need you. What I'm seeing is they didn't think that either. And then something happened and they need you to do that. And that's the problem. And what happens is people, they like how you're, I had the same thing with a client of mine. They like how you're doing it. So why change? And you haven't really complained. Have you talked to them?
No, I haven't, because I'm so like, nah, I'll just do it and then I'm out of here. But I'm waiting to see where I go with that.
Well, here's what I'd like you to do. And I know that it's a frightening thing, but what I, especially for Libras, I would like you to go talk to them. I don't feel it's the right time for you to leave yet. So I'd like you to go talk to them and say, and be honest with them and say, this is what I is there, are these people foreign or ethnic? I
Yes.
keep picking up.
Yes, they
Yeah.
are.
Okay.
They're
So
from, they're
they don't,
European descent.
yeah, I know exactly what they are. I could feel it. So the thing is that what I believe is they have a different work ethic and they do think differently than we think. So if you would go and talk to them, it would make it more clear to them what you really want and what, and they, and I feel like they'll be fair with you. They will tell you either, no, I can't use you that way. Are you, and you're going to say, okay, well, it's not something I thought I was going to be hired for this. So, okay, I'm going to have to look around. Because I feel the reason that it's not time for you to move is it has something to do with them. So I would love you to talk to them and don't be afraid to do it. I feel that you think that you're going to get a backlash or they're not going to listen. But the truth of the matter is, I feel they don't understand. And I don't mean that because of, I just feel they don't understand. It's a different work ethic, is what I'm hearing. So I feel you need to go talk to them. I do feel that once you do, that the movement will go forward. So if you want a different job, you can have it. I really believe your resumes, do you have a resume?
I do.
Okay, I feel that your resumes need to go out to other places. I feel that your resume going out to other places, they're going to scoop you up in a heartbeat. So get your resume, have a talk with them, see where it leads, and then it'll be your choice, Libra. It'll be your choice whether you stay or not. There is another job. In fact, I see a couple openings if you get to the right places with that resume. I see at least two to three coming up. Okay. Hope I helped you.
Do you see me? Do you see me? I was supposed to go to California today, but mostly because my son was supposed to have a couple interviews over in the other in California, and then they decided to do more Skype or something. Do you
Yeah,
see us still going? Because I already.
I don't feel I, the I didn't want to come out with a negative because I don't like that. I like all positive stuff. But I don't feel you're going to go. If you do go to California, it won't be for the reasons that you had planned to go for. So to me, if you switch your energy and say, hey, let's go and have some good time, and let's go, you know, we'll go here, we'll go there. Who cares if you're not going to be interviewed, that you're doing Skype interviews or phone interviews, or and the Skype interviews I hear are going to go well. So no, I don't feel, if you're going to ask me, no, I don't feel the energy is going to California this weekend for the reasons you think you're going.
So this time I took off, just sit at home and enjoy it.
How about putting your resume out and getting it to all the
you're
places
gonna say that.
Then you must be psychic. So use it wisely and go have some fun. Like, even though your son might have interviews, if you were going to go with him, go out to dinner with him. I can see. Do you have a pair of sunglasses? Because I keep seeing you in these sunglasses. Do you wear sunglasses?
No, but I was thinking of a pair. I was thinking of picking a pair up because actually where I work, one of the reasons too is because I'm outside a lot. It's like kind of like they have me cleaning and dusting, but I'm also kind of sort of in sales. And a lot of it is outside, and I need sunglasses. But
well, that's what they're showing me there.
Sunglasses.
Well, they're showing me that you need sunglasses then, because they keep showing me these sunglasses, and that, hey, they look really cool. So maybe if you have the day off, go get some sunglasses.
That's a good idea. I think I will work on that. Today's the
call
day.
Call me and let me know. Yes, call me and let me know how it goes, okay?
Sure, will do. Well, thank you so much. You have
You're
a wonderful
welcome.
Day.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Oh, my goodness. I love this show. Okay. I am going to 603. You are on with me. Mimi and me, the Leo that I'm not. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. It's Becca.
Becca. Oh, my gosh, I love that you're on. Oh my, I'm so happy. I gotta tell you, I'm so glad that I can ask you a question. What's really crazy is this. You know, I keep saying I'm a Leo because I've got 6 of 8 planets in Leo, but I really am a Cancer. I keep denying it. It's probably because of the maternal thing that I don't ever feel. But you know, I'm very fiercely maternal, but I don't want to look at it. So I always say it's the Leo thing. Do you have a question for me, or I've got a question for you.
You shoot. You go first.
Okay. You know, I have heard, by the way, I want everybody to know, this is Becca G. She was in chat.
Hi, everybody.
And Becca G, yeah, she's an angel and a fairyologist. And I love to say that word, fairyologist. Fairyologist. And all I see are these little fairies. When I see Becca, all I see are little fairies floating around her. But I'll tell you, before I answer, you answer my question, Becca, are you going to stay on so you can help? You know, you want to take a couple calls with
me? I can stay on. I can stay on.
Okay. All right. Let's see if I even give you a word in edgewise. But I'll tell you, here's my question. I keep hearing, you know, my old show, because this is the show I've always had, my first song was, and you know that, or you don't know, but I've told you, was Bon Jovi, Dead or Alive. You know, I always think I talk to the dead people and I talk to the alive people. So, mm-hmm. So I thought that was a great song. And about a year ago, or maybe 2 years ago, no, about a year ago, I stopped playing it. And the reason was people didn't want to listen to 5 minutes of it. And I don't like cutting songs short because I get into them. And that's okay. But I haven't heard that song since I took it off. In the last week, every time I get into my car, Bon Jovi, Dead or Alive is on. And it is an old song, Becca.
It is.
So what a spirit. You know, I keep thinking, I'm really good at, I feel like, well, spirit's really good at letting me know what I need to put forth. But what the heck is that?
The first thing I got on it is that it was your daughter's boyfriend that died.
Oh, great. Again, him? Okay. He comes through with Train, though. He always, Whenever he came to me, it was always with a Train song. Yeah, because Train was his song with my daughter. It was Soul Sister or Marry Me or whatever it was. But yeah, I don't know, but it could be. I mean, you know, your vision is as good as mine. So I don't know. What else are you picking up? What's the second thing you're picking up?
When you were talking about that song the other day and you explained why you like it and that it actually made you think about being a medium, to me, that in itself was a message that we need to look at the deeper meaning of songs. That's something I do myself. I often will play music on my shows, but the meaning I see in them is different than the meaning that was intended. So I share that.
Yeah, I used to do that. I mean, I have about probably 500 songs that come to me, and they'd wake me up in the middle of the night. In fact, this song, I think it was Caroline, or one of them, it picked me up out of my bed. My husband was next to me, by the way, picked me up out of my bed and stood me on my feet. And then I had to Google the song. I copy the song, and then I read the lyrics, and I try to figure out the message. It drove me crazy for close to a year. I had so many songs, and yeah, I got the message. I did get the message at 12 at night, 1 at night, 3. And then my song guide, I asked him he kind of settled down, you know. And so I do get songs. I get songs and visions and all that, but I have not had this song come back for a year, and now it's everywhere I turn. It's really crazy. So that we'll have to figure it out, but go ahead.
It's definitely a message, and I feel it is about the mediumship. It's letting you know that, you know, you are wanted on both sides. Not that they want you to come to the other side, but they want to work through you to bring messages to those on this side, dead and alive.
Oh, you know what? I love that, because, you know, I want to be wanted on all sides. That's my Leo ego and not my ego. So I thank you for that.
That's exactly the message they're giving you, is that you are wanted as a medium. As a medium.
I love that.
A bridge between the worlds.
Yeah. I love that. And, you know, I do want everybody to know, and I'm going to pick up 6, 7, 8. I do want everybody to know I conscious channel. So when I talk and give you messages, it isn't for me. It's for spirit. And I don't do that. I don't tell people a lot because it just downloads right into me. If I do, then I would not have the time. It would fly. So when you hear me give messages, I'm going to say they're channeled messages from spirit, of course, and they also pull the cards from me. So 7, 6, 7, 8, you are on with Becca G and me. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
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 Who are we speaking to?
Yes, this is Regina.
I'm sorry, who?
Regina.
Regina?
Yes.
Okay, we can't hear you very well, so I don't know if you have a microphone on or whatever, but Regina, what's your birthday?
January 8th. Do you need a year?
Oh. No, but I'll Capricorn. Tell you, that's why. Yeah, I was going to say, oh, my God. Okay, you might have to take this call. Okay. Hi, Regina. How are you, my
Hi.
Capricorn? Are you a true Capricorn? Let me give you a little bit about yourself. So a Capricorn, you're very, very work-oriented, even if it's not a job. You're task-oriented. And you really show your love, or you like other people to show their love through work. So it might not be that you always say, I love you, but if you make a dinner, if you go out of the way to do something for somebody, even if it's in wood shop, I don't know why they showed me that, that's how you show somebody you like them. So Capricorns are very interesting, and they're very, very, I could see, they're earth-oriented people, so you like everything about the earth. You like to commune with it, and I don't mean you kiss the ground you walk on, but what I mean is that you like to either be outside, and you like to do things that Mother Earth. That's why you're here, actually, to do for Mother Earth. Whether it's that you like growing flowers, or you like picking herbs, or you just are task oriented and you have you see a tree and you really like it. I feel that you're very work energy. And so what can I and Becca, actually, if I give Becca a word in edgewise, what can we do for you today?
I don't think I'm a true Capricorn, I tell you that. I don't think, but I am like ambitious and task-oriented or work-oriented in that spirit. But I don't care to go outside or do anything with Mother Earth, or I'm not.
Well, you just
that.
Don't know. It's just words. It's just words, because I can feel you. I already mm-hmm. feel the weightiness of it. So there'd be other things that you would look at, but I could feel the earth pulling you down. So, and not pulling your spirit down. That's just not what I'm talking about. Is that your okay. feet are planted directly on the ground. You're practical.
Yeah.
And
that's
you
true.
See mm-hmm. things. You see things the way they are. You don't look at you don't look at things with rose-colored glasses and say, I'm gonna do that, and then you can't, and then you're disappointed. You plan things out. You're task-oriented. Your feet are planted on the ground, and I can feel you. So it's not about like it's just words about Earth. You know, it's just that's okay. what Mother Earth does. It plants you on the ground, and your thoughts are practical. So, how can we help you?
Okay, yes, I am looking for work because I left a temp job because the project was over. So, that was 2 weeks ago, and I'm looking for something to come through, hopefully soon, but I know timing is everything. And I'm pulling out my fillers and, you know, being proactive.
Do you have your resumes out?
August. Yes,
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm going to hand you over to Becca first. Go ahead.
Okay.
And Becca, unless you're not, unless you want me to take it, it's up to you.
Well, okay, I'll share what I've gotten already. Just as Bonnie was talking to you and listening to you talk to her, I was seeing, and I don't know if you're religious or not, but what I was seeing when she said that she saw the carpenter, the woodworker, I was seeing Jesus. And Jesus is all about building, and building for Capricorn would be a foundation, because you're an earth person. We would be looking at foundations, and are you building a solid foundation to create what you're mm-hmm. trying to bring in? Okay, mm-hmm. that's kind of where mm-hmm. I was going with it. But then when you started okay. talking about looking for work, I saw you literally on one old time, like there's a round log and there's a board on the log, and you're on it teeter-tottering from one side to the other, and you got your arms outstretched like you're not sure which direction you want to grasp. Does that make sense?
I'm not so sure on that. Maybe because of I've been going through a whole lot within 2 years of not finding work, and when I did find work in February, that was temp, and then I found another little job, and that was temp. That could be the teeter. Yeah, that could be it.
The teeter-totter. You've got to make a solid decision of the direction you want to go in and focus more on a specific direction is what I'm getting.
What do you do, can I ask?
Well, I got a medical background, like healthcare, but not the RN, not the doctor, none of that. But
do you have a CNA? Do you have a CNA?
No, I don't do that kind of work. I'm probably oversee or be a manager over them or something. I have done something like that before.
Okay, because I feel like if there's something that you're going to go on, you said medical, and I never picked that up. So, and that's funny because I'm medical. So what I do feel for you, though, is, and that's maybe where she sees your teeter-totter, if you like the medical field and you want to get involved at a beginning entry level, now, I don't know what you have else, but if you get your CNA, because that's what popped right out at me, it will take you about 6 months. And I think you can do it online. I'm not quite sure. And then it will open the doors for you to go straight to a different direction, which would be medical, which would be overseeing things, unless you're looking at having the degree to be like running a nursing home. So if you don't have the education to do that, what I'm seeing is a CNA, and that will give you the foot in the door and you will have steady work. I do feel you put your applications out, and I feel like there's a piece missing from that work. And that's why I want you to look at getting a different piece of educational background, because I feel that will round you out. And then that's the direction, like, you know, the teeter-totter, that's the direction you'll say, now I have this, I'm headed for this, and I want now my LPN or my RN. You'd be walking up the ladder that way. Because I feel like when you're putting your applications in, there's something missing from them. So do I feel like you're going to get a job? I believe you're going to, are you still with the temp agency?
No, I actually had two job opportunities that was presented to me through a staffing mm-hmm. agency. One was working with UPS and one mm-hmm. working with the Halyer Health, but they administrative support. Mm-hmm. So I was just trying to get a feel if you...
Yeah, I feel that you'd be better. I do feel you could take either one of them. They're actually the UPS is a great thing because they're a great company. You can work your way up in that company. But if you're looking at the other, I would grab it and start telling them you're going to do online courses to get your some degrees. There's something missing there. So either one.
I have degrees. It's just. I'm more want to do more administrative. I don't want to do, okay. I want to do medical, but it could be administrative in a medical field or technical, because I would like to do something technical. That's mm-hmm. fine too.
That's where I feel like she's looking at the teeter totter. You have to decide which way. I hate to say this, and you're probably everybody's going to say, what? I love UPS for you. And the reason
they're a good
is,
company.
I keep pulling. I want to pull to medical, and then the UPS keeps pulling me. And the reason is there's a lot of jobs that it gives you the availability to move up and actually have your own branch. And I feel like if you get enough of the UPS administrative stuff or even work in UPS, I don't feel you're going to want to go anywhere else. So, you know, if it was me and I was offered the UPS job, even though mm-hmm. I feel like you feel that it might not be right up your alley, I feel that eventually it will be up your alley. So I'm not going to fight myself on this one.
Okay.
That's what I have for you, girlfriend. All right, Regina.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You see, it's all in semantics, Becca. When you said teeter totter, she wasn't understanding, but there was a teeter totter right there. UPS or medical.
I saw it, just as plain as could be.
Yeah. So it's really semantics. I ask everybody when you listen, remember words and symbols come, and they're your mm-hmm. words and symbols. So it's not always literal. I have Anonymous on here. I love Anonymous. Anonymous, you are up. Hi. Anonymous.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Who am I speaking with? I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes. We were speaking in the chat. My name is Alice.
Hi, Alice. I'm doing wonderful. Tell me, if I go back to chat, what did you ask me in chat, Alice? Because I remember talking with you. I remember it's Spirit who's giving you the messages.
About the eclipse.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And your friend is a Leo, 29 degrees. Well, you know, she's going to fall off next year. Actually, I don't know what her progress is because, you know, because you're born with that, but then you have progressed charts. So she might already fall off the Leo wagon. You just never know. But I'm glad you called in because again, that's literal. So as far as the eclipsing things out, but I got so much for you about a friend or a relative, something that's going to happen that's going to say, I've had enough, you know, assertiveness. Here you go. Assertiveness, and let your inner beauty shine and be and assert yourself. This is the group I feel for you, Alice. I feel that there's something you're not saying to either someone or somebody, or you're taking it in, and then you've had it, you're going to have enough. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay. I just had to be on the right track here because they keep hitting me on the head. What can Becky do for you? Because I know I gave you, you know, I gave you a reading in chat, but what would you like to know from Becca?
My question is also about jobs. I've been having a little bit of a financial struggle in the new city I'm in, and I have an opportunity for a job kind of far away, but I have to kind of leave by next week to start the job. So I'm wondering if I should stick it out here or just go for it and move.
I'm going to hand you over to Becca because, you know, I heard something very clearly, but that it could be just, like I said, my Leo energy. But go ahead, Beck. Let's see what you get.
What I was getting for you earlier was that there was something fear-based that was holding you back from something. So yeah. My question for you is it fear keeping you from taking that job?
I think it's fear making me want to take it because I'm scared I won't be able to, like, provide for myself if I don't, I think. I don't know. I don't know if that's correct.
Can I ask how far it is?
It's a 4-hour flight, I think.
Okay, so you would have to relocate.
Okay.
Is that what you're telling me? You'd have to relocate for this job?
Yeah, I would have to move.
Okay. And so there's where your fear is. How long have you been where you are?
About 2 months.
Okay. What can I ask why you went there to begin with?
Sorry?
Can I ask why you went there to begin with? Why did you move? Did you move for a job opportunity and it didn't come through, or why did you move there?
I moved because I liked the city and I wanted to live here long term. And I was just kind of looking to get settled down, but it's not really working out. And I'm wondering if I should stick it out and wait for something else. Or
what I hear is give it a little bit longer. Do you get that, Bonnie?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting a little more.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to tell you. I mean, this is what I'm getting. And Becca, go ahead and give her what you're getting, and then I'm going to chime in. Go ahead. Yes.
Give it a little more time, and something is going to come through where you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's where your fear base is, Becca. She's afraid to take that job, like she said, in a different city because she really wants to be where she is. Can I ask a question? Because I feel like you have not widened your, that my hands keep wanting to, like, flail out. So have you looked outside the box, your comfort zone box in this city?
I'm not sure. I have been applying to a lot of jobs in the past couple months, and I feel like there have been a variety of things I applied for.
Do you have, and I don't know why I keep seeing this, and maybe it's for you, because it keeps hitting me, and I don't know why, because I'm not looking for a job, although I always will take one if it's on the radio, but it's, I keep hearing monster.com. Are you on monster.com?
I have looked on there for sure, yeah.
Okay. But I feel like you can put resumes on there. There's somewhere you can put resumes, because I feel like if you post your job, and you start looking, that you're going to get some interest, and you'll see something you want to apply for. So I feel like you haven't hit everything you could in this city, and I'm not going to tell you to stay because I don't know. Like this other job, I feel like if you take this other job away from this city, your heart will always want to try to come back. So for me, I agree with Becca. I would say give it a little more time, but I feel that the push isn't there, and I don't know why. So Alice, if I were you, I would start, it's either the drive went down because you haven't gotten anything, or you haven't applied or saw the right positions. And I really feel strongly, and I don't know if monster.com is just a symbol for me. So there might be other things that you know, like it might not be monster.com, it might be goddess.com. You know, I don't, it's something to do with jobs and looking for jobs. Because I feel like what you do is needed, but you're not at the right place to see that. Do you also have a temp agency you work with?
No, I haven't reached out, but I could look into that.
I keep because hearing I Career feel, Center.
Yeah, because I feel like, I feel Becca for her, and here I'm talking to you in the past tense, you know, and you do that to kids. You know, Alice, it will get you through is what I'm hearing. You'll be put to work at once is what I'm hearing, and you won't be so strapped that you feel you need to leave. So I'm not going to say that you'll stay with the temp agency, but you might actually, or Career Center, you might find temporary work, but it'll hold you over enough to be able to see that job coming. Does that make sense to
you? Okay. Yeah, I'll try it.
Okay. Anything else for her, Becca, before I move on?
Yeah, I just see like going to like an employment place where they help you find jobs, or a career place.
Yeah,
where they help you develop your career by, you know, they'll assess your skills. Some colleges will do that. They'll assess your skills and see where your best options would be. You know, it might be as a matter of getting just a certificate in something that would boost you. But I really feel like you need somebody to sit down with you and review what you can do and what you would be good at and point you in a right direction.
All right, can I ask you a question, Alice? Are you in,
sure.
And this is weird, and the engineering field?
Not at all, no.
Okay, because I keep seeing, and it might be for the next caller, but I keep seeing engineering, and I don't know why. Maybe it's an engineering firm that, you know, that you're going to be working for. I don't know what you do, but I keep hearing engineering. What do you do, can I ask?
Well, I've mostly done sales and marketing. But I do have a degree in psychology and law.
Okay. I feel, you know, you might be working for an engineering firm. Start looking at them. Because I don't know why it's just giving me, I'm not an engineer. So, and I know Becca, I don't know if Becca isn't an engineer.
No, I'm not.
Only in my own life. I feel like there's an engineering firm, and I don't know what they're going to send you. Hello? To an engineering firm. But I feel, try looking around at a close engineering firm, and then go into the human resources and look, because something's telling me engineering for you. And if you're not an engineer, it means there might be a position open. You know, they might need, because what they're showing me is sometimes some of those big firms hire, since you have a psychology and law background, they hire you to do like, what are they called? Employee meetings to how they get along. You know, what is it called?
I want
to
say human resources,
smarter.
But
yeah. Well, that's the where she needs to go, into the human resources. But it's about how teaching people how to get along in the workplace, or how to develop your careers at the fullest. I just feel like there's an engineering part to this. So please look if you would.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a great day. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh my gosh, why engineering? Wait, the next person will tell me they're an engineer. So, 9 to 5 for 1, you are on with Becca G and me. Hi, which is a treat. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? It's Nathaniel calling it.
Wow, Nathaniel, I have not heard your name forever.
Hey, how you doing? It's the sun in Cancer now.
The sun is in Cancer and I'm a Cancer. Is that why you're calling?
Oh, no, I just thought I'd mention it, you know, since you were.
I deny my Cancer, remember? No, I'm kidding. I love Cancer. I love it. I love it. Okay. I love that, Nathaniel, and I am so glad to hear from you. So I haven't heard from you for a very long time. That makes me think that things were good for a while, huh?
Yeah, then I got the job. I've been working at the company for over a year now, and I've moved out of Nashville, and I'm going on. I'm working at a couple different places, and with the company, I work at a hospital. You know, we're determining the ill people are, and and I do some other stuff too.
Well, Nathaniel, what could you possibly? Are you going to ask me about your love life?
I was getting that too.
Smooth. He's just a smooth operator, Becca. He goes, anything you want to bring her. It's kind of like, yeah, sure. I feel he's such a smooth operator. I'm going to check chat real quick. You talk to Nathaniel, if you will, for a minute. I'm just going to check and see if who's in there. But Nathaniel, is that what you called to find out? Because you're just such a sweetheart. And you are such a good, he's metaphysical himself. So what can I ask?
I've heard Nathaniel call in on a lot of shows. I think he's even called mine before.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a while, but yeah.
I haven't called much up in the last year or so.
I've been off a lot in the last year. I haven't really been on at all. Just the last couple of months with Bonnie.
Yeah, Bonnie. And I love her. Where have you been? Wait a minute. Where have you been, Nathaniel? You've been working, so that's why you're not listening to my show. Otherwise, I'm going to say, Nathaniel, what happened to my show? So, yeah, I get it,
I have called in a couple times, but I haven't been able to get on.
So did you move or did you just get a job?
Oh, no, I moved like a year ago, so I've been working with the company.
Yeah, see, I think the last time that I heard you, you were talking about moving and figuring out whether or not you should or not.
Well, that was over a year ago.
Okay, yeah, it's been a while. So were you calling about romance?
Just anything that you might have, yes. I'm very romantically inclined.
Are you in a relationship or are you thinking about having one?
No, not right now. I know a girl, but she has a boyfriend.
Well, honey, just know her, okay? Not to know her any longer. No, I'm kidding. I'm serious. But that's so cute. Every time Nathaniel would, before you give him a message, every time Nathaniel comes on, his mom and dad show up. So it's
maybe
really
he's just very romantic because I see a box of chocolates in a heart and I see red roses. So either there's something coming in or you're just an extremely romantic person.
Okay.
Do you have your eye on someone, Nathaniel, that isn't taken?
That isn't what? Caucasian?
Taken.
I don't know. I'm not sure. There's really no one.
Well, I feel like there's somebody that's looking at you, don't you, Becca? I feel like there's somebody looking at him.
I feel like there's definitely something coming in.
Yeah.
Okay.
So... Where do you spend? And I feel like it's attached to work. It's really weird.
I do too.
Somewhere, somewhere where you are doing whatever you're doing for a daily life, or I feel that you need to look. You have blinders on, Nathaniel. You're not looking. Because when you're working, you're kind of working, and you kind of are like, and you don't see what's going on. But there's someone where you're working or at a place that you go to that has their eye on you.
All right. Well, I'll tune in on that.
Yeah,
I was getting the same thing. I was getting that you're just not noticing the subtle little hints she's giving, but it's somebody you've already met.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like she's working too. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, I do too.
You know. Yeah. And Nathaniel.
I see a woman with curly black hair. Is there somebody there? She's not real tall. She's not real tall. She's not skinny, but she's not, she's not like really obese. She's just a well-built, rugged woman. She's pretty.
There is someone. There is someone that way. You know, there is someone, but she has a boyfriend, and she's moving in with her boyfriend the day after Bonnie's birthday.
Oh, well, that poor girl. can't be her.
She's born on Valentine's Day, and that's the day of Cool Whip. So she has a ice cream type personality, you know.
Okay, well.
I don't feel like this one's taken.
I don't either.
And if she is taken.
So.
Yeah, I feel like you've got your eye on the wrong person. No.
Okay. Well, we work together well, and we kind of have a spiritual relationship, but, you know, giving her readings and stuff, so she's killing it.
I wouldn't be surprised if she is working with somebody else to give them the courage to come talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah. It might be a friend of hers, actually, or a worker.
I get the Cupid thing there, like she's trying to set the arrow in the right direction.
Well, it might be someone else that works. It might be someone else that works there, so I'll have to just wait. You know.
Well, no, you know, I don't want you to just wait. The thing is, Nathaniel, you're like my son, okay? And I, by the way, thank you for remembering my birthday. I love you, Nathaniel. I'm not brown hair and curly. I am married and I have blonde hair, but I still love you for remembering my birthday. The thing is, Nathaniel, what you don't want to do is slick back. You want to be a little bit more assertive. You want to look around. Now, so you can't make people like you, so that's not what kind of assertive I'm talking about. But I feel like you need to be engaged in this. She's not going to come find you, honey. You have to look and be, hey, you know, like there's a coffee shop across the street, or hey, I'm off at 5:00. Would you like to get a cup of coffee? You've got to participate in this energy, Nathaniel, because what I see is if you're too laid back and she's too laid back, the energies, you know, will just sit there. So I feel that if you see someone that you've got your eye on or that you could possibly have your eye on, you could also say to this girl that you like that's going to be moving in with a boyfriend, hey, do you know Sally? You know, I'd really like to get to know her. She's a nice girl. Because I feel that you have to participate in this. Does that make sense to you?
Okay, well, I'll just open my eyes and see who I'm attracted to and hold it on it and see if I can take some action.
Yeah, what are you picking up, Becca? Anything else, or are you picking the same thing up?
Yeah, the same thing. I just feel like it's time for you to try to be a little bit more observant of who's trying to get your attention.
Well,
who's scooping
kinda, if you listened to what I said before, that kind of covered up, you know, actually.
Yeah. You know what, Nathaniel? I got to tell you, yes, it did. But let me tell you, you know what song I hear? Who's scooping who?
Okay.
You know that song?
Which one?
Who's scooping who?
Which one? You say it
called
again?
Who's scooping who?
Okay, I haven't heard that one. Who's that by?
Oh, it's an old song. You have to know it. I don't know who it's by. It's just that's what they're playing for you. Who's scooping who? Look it up. So what that means to me is, you know, you looking at her, she's looking at you, you're looking at her, she's looking at you, you know, who's scooping who? Get together. Get it together. So I know what you said. Go after it and look around. Okay.
Hey, well, thank you both very much. And happy 4th of July to you.
Thank you. You too. Woo! Thank you, Nathan. Nathaniel. I don't like how I keep calling you Nathan, but thank you. That's okay. I called Becca. I called Becca Brenda. Then when Brenda came, I called Brenda Becca. So, you know, there you go. Once I gave her the check, I'm done with that name. It's really crazy. I guess I worried about it, but okay. But messages for you. 334, you are on with Becca G and me, which is a surprise to me too. Hi.
Hey, peace.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, my name is Shakira. I'm calling from Alabama, and I just want to know, do you see me finding my potential, you know, life partner?
Ma'am?
Shakira? What can I ask?
Can you hear me?
Ask you. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. First of all, Shakira, I love the name, Shakira. I love Shakira anyway. I like when she was on the
Thank
voice.
You.
But you're welcome. Can I please ask, what's your birthday?
May 9th, 83.
May 9th. So you are a Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
A Taurus. All, you know what? Everybody's been Earth, Becca. Everybody. Oh, my God. Oh, no. But this Earth, this little Earth girl, she likes all the finer things in life. She likes nice smelling things. She likes nice lotions. She likes to be pampered. And honey, don't you give her anything but the best sheets, because she really likes to feel, her clothes have to feel right. So Shakira, what can we do for you today?
I just want to know if I'll be meeting, you know, my life partner anytime soon.
So you're a Taurus, but how old are you? Give me your chronological age.
34.
Okay, did you whisper that because you think you're old? I mean, come on. 34. Okay, you just turned 34, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so this year, well, go ahead, Becca, are you picking anything up? Because this is a big year for her. This year, 33 and 34. What happened on your 33rd birthday between 33 and 34? Did you have a relationship that ended?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, honey,
a 17-year relationship. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get, that's what I said. It hasn't been that long. What are you? I mean, like, don't you want to breathe? Okay. So
yes.
To me, you haven't given yourself enough time to breathe. Of course there's someone else for you. You're not meant to be alone in this world. But what I do feel and pick up right now for you, Shakira, is you need to know who Shakira is. And I hate that, because when people tell me that, or I have to tell people that, I feel like it's a pop out. But I will tell you, within the next 24 months, you will be totally happy, involved in a relationship. In fact, it'll be like you never had time. Like it'll feel like you transcend time and space. So I don't feel that your relationship, stop looking for it to come now. Let it flow now. Because I feel like within the next 24 months, and they're showing me the number 24. So it could be 24 days, 24 hours. It could be the 24th. But I kind of don't feel that way. I kind of feel that they're trying to give you like some breathing room. So how long has it been since you've been out of this relationship?
Well, I broke up with my kid's father. We were together 17 years. We broke up in June of last year. It's been a year.
Okay.
But then I got involved with another guy.
So how long, when did you break up with that one?
about 2 months ago.
Okay, come on, give yourself a break. So I hear 24 months from the time that you have, you know, tried to be involved, you will be happy, involved in a great relationship, and one that you will be able to cherish and be with for a very long time. It'll be your soulmate, but don't press it, because there's a lot of other work you need to do. Stop looking around the corner. Just let the corner look for you, is what I'm hearing. Go ahead, Becca. Are you picking anything else up?
Okay.
Yeah, what I'm getting is when you're 37, you'll be getting settled into a permanent relationship. So you may meet them sooner, but when you're 37, that's when you're going to actually settle down, is what I'm getting. And I agree fully on the you need to work on your own self and what makes you happy as is with just you.
What's funny is if you added 24 months up, it heads her 37th year. 36.
Okay, well, I got 37, clearly.
Yeah, so it's exactly the same time frame. So, girlfriend, relax, okay? Relax. Go have fun. Do your own thing. Have fun in between. Doesn't mean you can't date. Doesn't mean you're not going to meet people. It's just that your real relationship isn't going to start for another 24 months, which puts you at 36, and the day after your 36th birthday is your 37th year that starts. So the 36th, 37th year is gonna be key for you. And by the way, you have a long life, so don't push it, okay?
Okay.
Have a great day. Well,
thank you.
All right.
Thank you, both.
Bye. Yeah, you're welcome. Don't you love this show? Oh my God, Becca, I mean, come on. How crazy is this? And what's funny is you know what? One of the ladies, and I am so excited, wanted to talk about Akashic Records. So I feel like, Becca, when I can talk to myself about it, but I am going to do a show, I think, on Akashic Records and why it's so important. Some people don't know about why and how it exists and where it exists and what it's used for and how important it is. And I'd love to do a show on Akashic Records. So, and I do have an Akashic Record expert. She's waiting for some things to come in to play before she comes back on. But I am going to do a show on it. It's so fascinating. We only have 7 minutes, so I am going to pick up one more, but I am not going to get into and involved in talking. Yeah, because I don't have a whole lot of time and I extended the show. I extended the show because you came on, Becca. So here we go.
Sure, blame it on me.
Like I don't want to do it. 414, you are on with Becca G and me. Hi.
Hey there. Hi, this is Marian. And thank you for taking my call. I greatly appreciate it. The universe is definitely on my side today.
Marian, I have to tell you, I love your energy. Wait a minute. I know I'm going to stop you and I won't talk long because I only have 6 minutes. I love your energy. Okay. You are so wonderful. Oh. I could feel the energy that you have. You are regal. You are, it's like they put like an AP English teacher in front of me. I'm going to be in awe of everything you say. Oh. You have that command of the English language. You have the command of people when you speak, and you know the right things and derelict to use or say. I don't know why they keep giving me this. Okay, so go ahead and ask us the question, because I don't want to take any more time up.
Well, that helped me. That helped me because I was going to ask you, I am building a business, and that's one of the things I want to do is I want to be able to speak and train people about themselves and growth and personal development. And that's one of the things I want to know, is like if that was a good idea to start looking at that.
Oh,
I'm not
going
to quit my job yet. I'm definitely not going to quit. I'm not quitting my job yet. I'm not that gung-ho yet.
Well, let me tell you something. You're headed in
a relationship.
Go ahead. I'm going to let Becca answer, I think I've answered you what I think you got from me before you even asked the question.
Yeah. When you first started speaking, I was getting nothing but garble in everything you said. I could hear you, but it was garbled. After Bonnie told you how clear you were and how good of a speaker you were, your voice cleared right out. So my message is let go of any fear and step forward. It's time.
Okay, great. And is that the same thing for this relationship with this guy that I've been seeing for the last couple of months?
I'm not getting anything on the guy. What about you, Bonnie?
You know, I feel that you know, I hate when, again, I'm going to tell you, I hate when people say this to me and I'm going to pull it apart, but I hate when I have to say, or I dislike, I don't hate, but when I dislike when I have to say to you that you have some business to take care of before a gentleman can walk in, and a gentleman is what you want. So I feel that if you put yourself out now and say, oh, I really want to find somebody, the answer is, yeah, you're going to find somebody, but is he going to be the gentleman that you need? I feel there's point there that you need to tweak some things in your life to have stuff set on the road for your success before you can ask that gentleman to accompany you. And it's weird that they're showing me this. It's like they're showing me Cinderella's pumpkin and you're getting out of it and the prince has his hand out for you. And so what it's showing me, and I don't know why, but it's showing me this. And what it means is that you want that fairy tale prince. You want that man to walk in to be beside you. You don't want him to take your energy. You don't want to give him money to live because he's living off you. You don't want him to be doing, hey, babe, I'm on the sofa. And hey, did you have a good day at work? You want the man that accompanies you to be like you. And therefore, and I mean in business, but I mean in, and I feel that can't come in yet for you until you actually get more of the pieces as to how your life is going to look. Can I ask how chronologically old you are or young?
Oh, no, that's fine. I just turned 47.
Okay.
Literally.
Well, you know what? I feel like, and I feel this is okay to say to you, but the big 5-0 is just shining in my face.
I was going to say two more years.
I love it.
Yeah, and you know,
so,
every today.
What'd you say?
I got 2 years and everything's been two today.
Yeah, and even I had to pull two cards fell out. Oh my gosh, I love the number two. Because then the next number is four. My kids were both born on the 24th. So anyway, and lots of years ago. Anyway, I do have to. We have 2 minutes left. I want to thank you for being part of the show.
Thank you both.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And 414 was my address, by the way, when I grew up. So it was kismet for me to pick you up. Okay. Anyway, I do want to tell everybody, I'm not the believer in coincidence. I am the believer that things happen always for a reason. Meeting people, coming on the show, hearing the show, things happen because they're supposed to. And I love that. It doesn't mean we don't know everything that's going to be. We have different paths we're going to take. But I want to thank everybody for listening. Philip, thank you for joining me. This has meant a lot to me. Matt, Becca, you float my boat, girl. And I'm glad that you could join us. And what a fabulous, you're welcome. What a fabulous, fabulous treat this was. So everyone, I will see you back here Monday. Have a great weekend. And just remember. Just remember, I'm back on Monday because sometimes I don't know when I'm coming back. But no, I'm Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, unless I switch for Wednesday. So again, you will see me, hear me, and hopefully feel the energy of the show. And I can't wait to come back on Monday. So again, thank you for being with me. Thank you for chatting. And I love all my callers. Get ready for the show on Akashic Records. It's coming. Bye.
Bye.